Chaitanya Bhagavad class, chapter 24, text 25. And we've been hearing about the ecstatic mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he would display different ecstasies, crying out in separation from Vrindavan, "O Gokul, O Vrindavan, O Mathura." Sometimes he would stand in Tribhanga form and fall on the earth and cry and feeling great separation from Krishna. Prabhavara avesha deki sarva bhakta gan anyonye gala dari karena krandan. On seeing Gauranga's ecstatic mood, Prabhavara avesha deki, all the devotees embraced one another and began to cry. Sarva bhakta gan dari karena krandan. Sarva bhakta gan dhari karena krandan. Krandan means crying and dhari means hold. They're holding each other, embracing each other, and they're all crying. The bhakta gan, Vaishnava mandala. Yavesha dekite brahmarabhilash suketaha deke jata vaishnaveradas. The servants of the Vaishnavas became happy to see the ecstatic love that even Brahma desires to see. Chariya apanavas Prabhu Vishwambar Vaishnavas sabera gare takke nirantar. Lord Vishwambar always avoided his own home, and he always stayed in the homes of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnav sabagar, sabgar, takke, nirantar. So charivas, his own home is Chorde. So, of course, his wife, Vishnupriya, and his mother, Shachi, didn't appreciate that very much. But he was in that mood. Baya cheshta takura karena konakshane seke bhalav janinira santosha karane. Yet Gauranga would sometimes engage in external activities simply to please his mother. Janani Santosh Karani. Santosh means to satisfy his mother. He would do some things. Sukamaya Hailena Sarva Bhaktagan Anande Karena Sabe Krishna Sankirtan. All the devotees filled with happiness. Sukamaya Sarva Bhaktagan, as they engage with ecstasy in the congregational chanting of Krishna's names. Ananda Karena Sava. So in great bliss and joy they were performing Krishna's Sankirtan. And we say sometimes Nam Sankirtan, Hari Nam Sankirtan, now it says Krishna Sankirtan. Chanting names of Krishna, because Radharani's favorite name is Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhava was always chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Nityananda Matta Singha Sarva Nadi Jai Gare Gare Bule Prabhu Ananta Lilaya. Nityananda enjoyed unlimited pastimes while wandering like an intoxicated lion, Matta Singha, from door to door throughout Nadia, Sarva Nadia, Ananta Lila, Ananta Lilaya, Sarva Nadia. Gare Gare Bhule. Prabhu Sange Garadhara Takina Sarvata Advaita Laya Sarva Vaishnavera Kata. Gadadhara always remained in the Lord's association, while the Vaishnavas remain in the association with Advaita. Ekadina Advaita Nachena Gopi Bhave Kirtana Karena Sabha Maha Anurage Arti Kari Nachaye Advaita Mahashai Puna Puna Dante Trina Kariya Padai Gada Gadi Jayena Advaita Prema Rase Chaturdige Bhakta Gana Gayena Ulase. One day Advaita danced in the mood of a gopi. Nach Gopi Bhav Kirtan Karena. As everyone performed kirtan with great attachment, ma anurag, while dancing in that mood of lamentation, Advaita Mahashaya took straw between his teeth and repeatedly fell to the ground. Puna puna dante trina karya padai. Advaita rolled on the ground in the mellows of ecstatic love as the devotees joyfully sang in the four directions. Dui prahare o nritya nahe samvaran shrantahai lena sabha bhagavatagan sabbe meli acharjera stira karaya vasilena chaturdige acharya vedya kichusti rahana jari acharya vasila shivasaramai aditave snanagela. Gauranga's bhaktas became exhausted when even after 6 hours they did not stop dancing. Wow. Says Dopahar, Prahara is 2.5 hours. 5 hours, 6 hours of non-stop dancing. They were becoming a little exhausted. They all pacified Advaita and sat in a circle around him. After Advaita sat down somewhat pacified, Srivas, Ramai, and others went to take bath. Arti Yoga Advaitera Puna Puna Bhade Ekeshvara Srivasa Angane Gari Pade. As Advaita's lamentation steadily increased, he rolled around alone on the ground of Srivasa's courtyard. Karyantare Nijagare Chila Vishrambar Advaitera Arti Chitte Haila Gochara. Vishrambara was engaged in some activities at his own house. He understood the lamentation of Advaita. Because although Vishrambara at this time was in Mahaprabhu Bhavan, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, and several hundred yards away, but in Srivasangam, which is not so far, this whole ecstatic kirtan and dancing was going on with the Bhaktagan Vaishnav Mandala, and Advaita Acharya was the primary hero there. All the focus was on him, and he was dancing and collapsing on the ground, rolling on the ground, great separation from Krishna. And people understood he was experiencing great ecstatic joy, but they didn't really know so much the depths of his heart. But our heart, the heart of the devotee, is always known and always understood and perceived by Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Although some people, they say, oh, no one understands me. No one understands me. But God understands us. He understands our needs and wants and our limitations and our potential and possibilities. So in his own way, he tries to encourage us internally or externally to rise to a greater level of experience and contribution. But the point here is being made is that although Vishnuvara was somewhere else engaged in his own activities, he knew exactly what Advaita was going through. So some might say, well, God is so far away, our God is Bhagavan Lila Purushottam Krishna, he's so busy with all his devotees, Nanda Yashoda, Sridham Subal, Holy Tivishaka, Radha. He really has no time for little old me. He doesn't know how little old me, how I feel, or what's on my mind, or what's in my heart. But this is telling something different here. Vrindavan Das Vedvyas, Vedvyas Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling that the Lord knows, the Lord feels, the Lord perceives, although he may be far, far away. Whether he's 400 or 500 meters down the road or whether he's 400 or 500 billion zillion miles away in Goloka, he's always right there. He's everywhere, all pervading. Sarvagata, Stanu, Stanu. He's situated in the heart of everyone and in the heart of every atom. So he hears the prayers of the devotees and he knows the feelings of the devotees. So he's reciprocating with those feelings in kind. Bhakti Arti Purna Kadi Sarananderai Aila Dwaita Jata Gara Gari Jai Adwaita Arti Deki Dhari Tanra Kadi Dwara Diya Vasilena Gia Vishnu Gare Hasiyata Kuravale Shunaha Acharja Kitamarecha Valaki Vachaha Karya Adwaita Baliye Tumi Sarva Vedasar Tomare Chahan Prabhu Kikat Chahiva Ar. The ever blissful Lord Gauranga Sarananda, Sat Ananda, always blissful, relieves the distress of his devotees. Bhakta Arti. Arti means distress. Arti. Purnakari. He relieves, completely relieves and takes away all the distress of his devotees. Therefore, because of that, Gauranga left his house and he came to Srivas Thakur's house and he saw where Advaita was rolling on the ground. On seeing Advaita's lamentation, the Lord grabbed his hand, took him inside the Vishnu temple, closed the door and sat down. The Lord smiled and said, "Listen, Acharya, what is your desire? Tell me, what can I do for you?" Advaita replied, "My Lord, you are the essences of all the Vedas. I simply want you. Oh Lord, what else could I need?" Hasi Bali Prabhu Ami Eta Sakshate Araki Amari Chaha Bala Ta Amate. The Lord smiled and said, "I am right here. Tell me what else you want, Nara." Advaita Bali, Prabhu Kalila Susatya Etumi Sarva Veda Vedantara Tattva. O Lord, whatever you said is completely true. You are the only subject matter of the Vedas and the Vedant. Sarva Veda Vedant Tattva. Sarva Veda Vedant Tattva. It's you. It's you are everything. You are the Veda. Tata piha vaibhava degite kichuche. Prabhu Bali. Ki va icha balamoratani. Advaita said, "Still, my Lord, I wish to see some other opulences of yours." Mahaprabhu said, "Tell me exactly, Advaita, what do you want to see?" Advaita Bali, Prabhu Purve Arjunere Jaha de Kaile Taha Echa Mbarakare. O Mahaprabhu, I have a strong desire to see the form that you previously displayed to Arjuna, Gandivadhara. Suddenly, Ambalite Advaita Matra Deke Eka Rath Chaturdige Shanya Dale Mahad Yuda Pat. As Advaita made this request, suddenly saw a chariot surrounded by armies engaged in warfare on a battlefield. Kurukshetra Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai Parthasarthi Bhagavan Ki Jai 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 Jai. Sainya Dale Mahajudapat Rateru Pare Deki Shamala Sundara Chaturbhuja Shankar Chakra Gada Padma Dhara. Advaita saw in that chariot in the midst of that battlefield surrounded by hundreds of soldiers and thousands of elephants. He saw a handsome Shamala Sundara, Sham Sundara, Sham, Sham, Sham. A handsome blackish personality with four hands, Chaturbhuj, Krishna Karup, and he was Dara, Padmadara. He was holding Padmadara, Gadadara, Chakradara, Shankadara. He was holding a conch shell and a lotus flower and a club and a Sudarshan disc. Ananta Brahmanda Rupa Deke Seikshane Chandra Surya Sindugiri Nadi Upavane. Advaita saw Sri Krishna's universal form Ananta Brahmanda Rupa, unlimited, a form of unlimited universes, consisting of moons and suns and oceans and mountains and rivers and forests. Wow. Koti Chakshu Bahumuka Deke Puna Puna Samuke De Kaya Stuti Karaye Arjuna. Advaita saw millions of eyes and faces and arms, and then he also saw Arjuna offering stutis to the Lord. It was amazing. Chamatkar at Buddha Darshan. That Nimai Pandit had suddenly manifested as a Virata Rupa on the battle of Kurukshetra, and Arjuna was shuddering before him and offering prayers. And Advaita saw all this because Garanga fulfilled his desire. Garanga fulfills the desires, the wildest desire a devotee may have. The Lord may fulfill it. Now this universal form is being described. Mahagni Jaina Jwale Sakala Vadan Podaye Pashanda Patanga Dushta Gan. Great fires were emanating from the mouths of that universal form. Mahagni Jwale Sakala Vadana. Vadana means a face. Vadanam. Madhuram Vadanam Lila Madhura. Yamuna madura venu madura maduradipater akilam maduram maduradipater akilam maduram sakala varana mahagni jaina jwale. Big fires, mahagni jwale, blazing from the mouths of that universe and faces of that universal form. And what did those fires do? And why were those fires generated? They were burning the atheists and miscreants, the Pashandis, who were entering those fire. They're entering, flying into those fires of the universal form's faces like moths becoming consumed and destroyed in a forest fire. Patanga Dushtagan. Dushtagan. Those bad Durjana, Dushtajana, Badmash. They're being destroyed. Pashandis and Gnostics. Ye papishta paraninde paradroha kare chaitanjera amukagnite sehi puri more. Any sinful person who blasphemes or tortures others is burned to ashes by the fire emanating from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth. Mukha Agni. Very interesting comment by Saraswati Thakur, because it's talking about all these moth-like, fly-like, butterfly-like Dushagana, Pashandis and Gnostics and atheists and non-believers and bad people. They become burned up by the fire and wrath of God. So he makes a very interesting comparison here. As fire is capable of burning, destroying, and melting any object, and as it does that, it also destroys the contamination of that object, the mental weakness and bodily contamination in the form of the wild, drunken dancing of sinful people who, out of aversion to God, envy and blaspheme exalted devotees. So those bodies and weaknesses, they are burned to ashes by the fire of the lively, fully cognizant kirtan performed by devotees who have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Dev. So on one side, you have the drunken, foolish dancing of the intoxicated and mad atheists and miscreants and dirty people who are dancing out of lust and material desire. And the other side, you have the lively, ecstatic, blissful, spiritual dancing of the devotees the Chaitanya Bhaktas, Gaura Bhaktas, who have received the Gauranga Kripa. And they're dancing, and the fire of their dancing, as they say, fired up kirtan, the fire of their dancing burns to ashes all the bodies and the mental bodies and physical bodies of these envious blasphemers in the form of Dushtajana. Vrindavanas Thakur goes on. Hey Rupa Dekite Anjera Shakti Nai Prabhura Kripate Deke Achaya Gosai. No one else could see this universal form of the Lord. Only Advaita Acharya was able to see it by the mercy of the Lord. Prabhu Kripa Shakti E Rupa Dekite Anyara Shakti Nahi. Anya Shakti Nahi. Others, Anya Anjara. They didn't have the power, the potency. What is the power to see God? What is the potency to see God? Is it physical potency or mental prowess or mundane education? No, it's the power of love. Love power. Like we have a microscope that has 50x, 100x, 300x. Different power. When we turn it, then we can see more objects in a slide or a specimen slide, blood sample, etc. So similarly, we have different eye power, 20/20, this, that, 3/5/7, this, that. But there's Bhav Drishti and Prain Drishti. So these are very high-powered vision. And Bhav Drishti. Bhav Drishti is like 500x. And Prain Drishti is like 10,000x. So he can see so much. Ordinary person can't see anything. He comes to Vrindavan and he just sees monkeys and pigs and dogs and dust and stool and dirt and garbage and dirty water and open sewers and all these externalities. Because he has very bad eyes. His eyes are, one eye is full of greed and the other eye is full of lust. So these cataracts of lust and greed in the eyes and this material glaucoma, materialistic glaucoma covering his eyes, he's not able to see the apricot lila of the Lord, which goes on beyond the realm of mundane vision. It's the Maya covering of Vrindavan is like a stage curtain preventing the people in the audience from seeing the players on the other side of the curtain. Then they draw the curtain and there they are. They start to dance. So the curtain is drawn, when one attains Bhav and Prem, then he can see the leelas of the Lord going on even today. Because they have the Shakti, the power of love. Shakti Nahi. What is that Shakti? Krishna Shakti Bine Tara Pravartana. Kali 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 Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna Shakti Vine Nahi Tara Pravartan. Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan, Shudranam Prem Nam Sankirtan. The loud chanting and broadcasting of the sweet and powerful and purifying holy names of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Radha. Radha Govinda Yuga Mantra. And this is the power of this broadcast depends on the receiver and the broadcasting station. You don't have a receiver and the broadcasting station doesn't have a very powerful sending instrument, then there's not much transaction. But if the station, which is sending out the vibration and the waves, is very highly developed and premed, then that Shakti is there. Krishna Shakti Vine Tara Pravartan. Pravarta means to establish, to create, to found, to place, to inject, to start, to solidify. So without this power, this Shakti, Krishna Shakti, one cannot vibrate the pure name of Krishna, nor can he broadcast very far or very effectively into the receiving stations of the various hearts of the conditioned souls. So many people chant and sing in kirtan, but if one is not empowered, doesn't have the Shakti, he cannot really contact the pure name or be a a vehicle, or let's say a via medium, to receive the pure name from Goloka and distribute the pure name to others. He doesn't have the shakti or the power of love to receive the Shudanam, and he doesn't have the shakti to broadcast or distribute the holy name. Shakti Nehi. So no one else, though there's so many exalted devotees, no one else had that, was privy of that darshan. No one else was privy or had access to that darshan, the Visharup. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarvavatari. He's Swayam Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Lord Chaitanya is none other than Rasaraj Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Mahabhava Surupini Srimati Radhika. And one beautiful, golden, luscious, delicious, attractive, tasty, and effulgent, beautiful, compassionate, expansive, and distributive form. Ranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.